A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. We continue our theme, Tawjihat Akhlaqiyah min at-tajarib al-yawmiyah, moral guidance from everyday experiences. We often observe in our own lives how there is a tendency, even for ourselves or those around us, to side with people not because it is right or because it is just, but because it suits us, or because it is our friends, or is our family, or because of our social circle, or our group, or our jama'ah, or whatever it may be. So we don't associate or participate or support because we truly believe it to be the right thing to do, but because we want to be partisan, because of our friends, and because of our social circle. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us about the importance of standing up for truth or injustice at all cost, whether it be with yourself or your friends or your family, or even if it not be in their favor. كُونُوا قَوَّامِينَ لِلَّهِ شُهَدَاءَ بِالْقِسْطِ وَلَوْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَوِ الْوَالِدَيْنِ وَالْأَقْرَبِينَ إِن يَكُنْ غَنِيًّا أَوْ فَقِيرًا فَاللَّهُ أَوْلَىٰ بِهِمَا. Stand up for what is right and what is just, Allah says, even against your own self, even if it be against your near and dear ones, whether it be against the rich or the poor, without being swayed by your emotions or by your inclinations and your own interests. Now this brings me to an exemplary story of a very unique person who lived in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And his name was Mukhayriq. He was a wealthy date farmer, well learned in scripture, highly respected by the people in Medina at the time of Rasulullah. And he was a leader of the Jewish tribe of the Tha'laba clan in Medina. He was a very knowledgeable religious leader besides being a businessman and a farmer and a principal scholar of the Torah. In fact, he was a Jewish rabbi. So when the Meccans were about to attack Medina after the defeat of the Battle of Badr, this is around the third year of Hijri, he urged, this Mukhayriq urged the Jews of Medina to join the Medinan army under the leadership of Rasulullah to protect the Medinans from the attack of the Meccans. And the attack happened and the battle took place, which is the famous battle of Uhud, the second major battle in the history of Islam. Remember, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had implemented the constitution of Medina, which was based on agreement between, and concluded by the way, by the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam with the various tribes and clans and groupings in Medina. And this also included the Jewish tribes and the Jewish groups who were dominant in Medina prior to the Rasul's arrival there. The agreement included that the communities of Medina, irrespective of their religious background, would stand together, defend one another if ever attacked by an outside army. This was the agreement and this was a principle. Mukhayriq principally considered fighting alongside Prophet Muhammad as the leader of the Medinan group and fight what he believed was in support of monotheism. When the day of Battle of Uhud occurred, and the Battle of Uhud occurred on a Saturday, so he urged his congregation and the other Jewish people and even his tribe, his clan, the Tha'laba clan, you know, إِنَّكَ تَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ مَوَّاجِبَكْ مُسَاعَدَةِ مُحَمَّدِ. You know it's your duty to fight with Muhammad, he told them. But they said, we cannot fight today, it's Sabbath. On Sabbath, the Jews don't do anything. We don't do business, we don't trade, and we don't fight. So he said, Huna la sabt al yawm. Today, there is no Sabbath. Today, there is no Sabbath. And he severely criticized his congregation and his clan for not understanding the deeper meaning of what they believe the Sabbath to be, and more importantly, for not keeping the word according to the agreement that they have made with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And taking his sword, he said that if he was slain, his property was to be given to the Prophet Muhammad to be distributed as the Prophet wished. Mukhayriq joined the battle at Uhud. He fought alongside the Sahaba, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, under the leadership of Rasulullah. And don't forget, Uhud, Muslims were losing, then they were winning. Initially, there was a bit of a drawback. And he fought until he was killed. He died on the battle of Uhud. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, said, Mukhayriq bin Nadir, khayr al-Yahud. Mukhayriq is the best of all Jews. In fact, some scholars say, Awwal Shaheed Yahudi Yuqatil Min Ajli Islam Mukhayriq. The first Jewish person to die fighting for Islam, dying a Jew, mind you, was Mukhayriq. He left seven gardens, mostly date palms, and other wealth for the Prophet to distribute. And this was used by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam for the establishment of what we call waqf. In fact, according to historians, this was the first ever documented waqf, charitable endowment in the history of Islam. Rasulullah took his wealth, which he gave, and of course established that. And he's regarding people like him, Rabbi Mukhayriq, that Allah says in the Holy Quran, وَإِنَّ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ لَمَنْ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكُمْ وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْهِمْ خَاشِعِينَ لِلَّهِ لَا يَشْتَرُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا أُولَئِكَ لَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ. And there are certainly among the Jews and Christians, those who believe in God, in the revelation that you have received and the revelation that was sent to them, bowing in humility to Allah, they will not sell the signs of Allah for a miserable price. For them is a reward with their Lord. Rabbi Mukhayriq's story is a story of an individual's ability to transcend community and communal divides. To transcend communal divides. He was not Muslim. He was a head of the Thalaba tribe. He was a Jewish rabbi. But he kept his word that he was supposed to keep. And though nobody fought with him from his people, he went and he died in the cause to fight for a more inclusive idea of community. He was a true citizen of the state of Medina, and he gave his life in the defense of Medina. He was a principled man who did not compromise. He never compromised due to prejudicial reasoning or excuses. A rabbi who died a Jew, but also a Muslim hero in a way, in the history of Islam. And his story must never be forgotten. In fact, it should be told and retold. When Muslims, you see, forget to remember these kind of stories and other stories that epitomizes interfaith relationships, they diminish the legacy of Rasulullah and of Islam, and they betray the inclusive nature of our faith, and they undermine the attitude and of gratitude that comes with appreciation of people who are truly genuine in the midst of a sea of people who may not have been genuine. Appreciation of the efforts and sacrifice of principled people from whom we can learn, and we can learn how to stand by our word and fulfill our promises. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant that we learn. You know, خُذُ الْحِكْمَ مِنْ أَيِّ وِعَاءٍ خَرَجَتْ. The Rasul said, take wisdom from any source. And certainly, there is wisdom for us here that principled triumphs partisanship. What is right and just, you stand by it, irrespective for who it is or against whom it is, provided it's for the truth and it's for justice. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ.